This is Brian Rashid Global coming to your local device.
I'm glad. Yeah, she came to one of our last events and she spoke to like it, I guess. So she was like, oh, we should get my boss, Brian, to speak. And so essentially, you know, she linked us up. But so I'll just give you a quick background on our company and like the events we're throwing. So basically, I used to do investment banking and now I run my own startup called EventMate. That's an app that we launched on the App Store a few months ago.
Cool.
And it lets people pre-plan their meetings before going to events through swiping, matching, and messaging.
Love it.
So to make all their events really efficient, and now we've kind of pivoted to a one-stop shop for events.
Okay.
So we are the only end-to-end solution for events that has all the aspects of essentially events in one seamless app. So what I mean by that is event aggregation and discovery, ticketing, networking, and Q&A all in one seamless app. So we decided, how should we make revenue before we launch on the App Store and get some feedback? Well, let's throw our own events.
Cool.
So we started throwing these entrepreneurship bootcamp events for like 6 months now. They've been going super well. We brought in like professors from Columbia Business School, serial entrepreneurs who've raised over $1 million in funding for their startups. So the feedback's been amazing. We've actually got some big name sponsors as well. TriNet's one of them. We also have a law firm, and we're potentially going to get a bigger law firm, Carter and English, for our next one. So so it's been really good in terms of selling tickets and, you know, and just really getting feedback on our app.
Smart.
So that's kind of a little background on us. And so the next event,
what's the company called?
EventMate.
EventMate.
So, yeah. It's easier to say with a British accent. So EventMate, you know what I mean? So so anyways.
I'm not cool enough for a British accent. I try to pull it off, but I just can't.
Yeah. So look at that. So I say EventMate. Like, what? So anyways, but yeah, so we're using the app to sell tickets and you know, obviously get people to pre-plan their meetings. This is what the app kind of looks like. So, you know, you can see a whole bunch of different, you know, various professional events. You can tab into any of them. You can see all the details from, you know, date, time, parking, Wi-Fi. And then you can join the event and basically see who's going. So now you see, oh, this person's going. I can swipe right or left if I want to talk to them or not. And then they all show up in your inbox. And you can like basically pre-plan your meeting with them.
And they get like Brian has chosen to talk to you kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. So it's a kind of like Tinder where you match with them, and then, you know, yeah, essentially.
She told me.
I said that. I was like,
she said it's like
Tinder
a Tinder for events.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, I was like, well, basically events are Tinder these days now.
Yeah. So
that's cool.
Yeah. So this is your profile that pulls from LinkedIn, and so yeah, that's kind of like, you know, a bunch of different events. So actually, we're doing like marketing tech boot camp. So yours is going to be it's entrepreneurship boot camp. So we posted it on Eventbrite, which is what we kind of do, and then we import it into our app. So we both get the marketing from Eventbrite,
smart,
but we basically save people the fees, the Eventbrite fees, by, you know, and get the EventMate functionality by using our app. So, so as you can see here, tickets must be purchased through the official EventMate app. But we just basically copied your, you know, your bio and said on January 9th we're bringing in Brian.
Cool.
Who's going to talk about, you know, like, so essentially I want to talk to you about what do you think would be, you know, a good title, or the, you know, what do you think is the best thing to talk about?
So tell me who comes. Like, what is your primary audience?
Pretty much 40 founders of companies.
Founders.
Who either are WeWork members of, you know, later stage startups, or early stage startup founders who are just getting into it, or anywhere in the middle. So it's primarily founders. A lot of like MBA students come, Columbia Business School MBA students, Pace, you know, MBA students. So people who are actively thinking about starting businesses soon, if they haven't started already. So that's kind of the demo.
Cool. So I think there's a couple different things that we could do. You know, mostly what I speak about, there's a couple different things. Number one is how to tell your story in the most compelling way possible.
Okay.
You know, I think, how long do I have to speak for this event?
Really, as long as you want.
Okay.
I mean, we put 6 to 9. We do 6 to 6:30 networking. Late travelers come in late, and then we start the, like, you know, maybe I do normally like an intro or a welcome, and then we kind of get started like closer to 7.
Cool.
So you have 7 to 8. You can have 7 to 8. You know, that, I think an hour is probably good.
Yeah. So I think that a couple of things we can. Number one, we could talk about storytelling, right, and how to really understand the crux and the most important parts of your story, and then also I think what I've been really fascinated with lately that's been very helpful for the audiences is that this idea of how do you create content at scale around that thing, I mean, if you think about what we're doing here, it's like Nick video records us, we're gonna turn this into a podcast, we're gonna take a clip of this and put it on Instagram. Yeah. That's just content at scale. Yeah. And the cool thing is that I'm not really doing anything different.
Right.
Like I'm just like I'd be meeting with you guys anyway.
Yeah.
We're just capturing it, we're gonna reproduce it.
Yeah.
No one's thinking like that.
Right.
So like you guys should be doing this too.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, definitely.
Like, you should have somebody following you around as well. Seriously.
Yeah.
Especially when you're in the event world.
Right.
So that's another thing I could talk about, you know, scaling your brand around your everyday existence.
Yeah.
And then the other thing that I could talk about is, well, I would like to leave a lot of time for Q&A.
Yeah.
Because I find that that's really, really valuable for people.
Yeah.
And then I think just, like, general thoughts of sales versus marketing,
okay,
and sales versus branding.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's something that, especially in the social media world, if you get onto these founders' sites,
right,
and social media pages, what you'll probably find is that there's a whole lot of selling going on,
yeah,
and not a lot of value being offered in terms of brand play,
right.
And so that's like we did a talk in WeWork a couple months ago. Mm-hmm. It was a similar situation,
yeah,
and that piece was what I got the most amount of emails from.
Okay.
Just like, wow, that really, like how you're thinking about sales versus branding is really different.
Okay.
And I think that it's important. Nice. So I think storytelling slash pitching investors is something people always want to learn about.
Yep.
Right? So especially if you have 40 founders coming, mm-hmm. right? Storytelling, pitching investors, scaling your content.
Yeah.
And sales versus branding.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good.
You know, and then the tagline that we use all the time is, I help people tell stories that sell.
Oh, okay, that's a good one.
So everybody wants to know, you know, like, how do you sell your story?
Mm-hmm. How do you get your end user to listen?
Yeah, how do you create the content? First of all, what is your goal? Mm-hmm. Second of all, how do you create content around that goal?
Yeah.
Third of all, how do you get that in front of the consumer? Mm-hmm. Fourth of all, how do you inspire them to take an action that you want them to take around that. Sorry, I'm spinning. around that action.
Okay, awesome. By the way, you speak at a lot of events, obviously, right? Primarily, are they big conferences? Are they
both?
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, I spoke 2 weeks ago in Mexico in front of 4,000 people.
Uh-huh.
The WeWork event that we did last time was like 100 people. Mm. So you know, small.
Yeah.
We did one a couple weeks ago that was like 50 people.
Yeah.
So it really varies. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And what's your goal? It's obviously branding, followers.
I just honestly, dude, I just like what you guys are doing. So I just spoke highly of you. I love speaking.
Yeah.
my goal is basically that. I mean, my goal is basically just to add as much value as I can.
Okay, awesome.
You know.
So in terms of our scaling, obviously, we're trying to partner with as many events as we can.
Yep.
And we undercut Eventbrite's pricing by a lot. So, and you know, we get the events get all this functionality of networking, Q&A that you have to pay for. Like, I don't know if you've heard of Slido, but you know, like the Q&A functionality, we're giving it to everyone for free with our app, essentially.
Cool.
So any events that you could potentially, you know, like help us get, you know, and sell their tickets, we can give you 20% of whatever we make. But now we don't make much because we cut a lot of the fees, but 20% of whatever is, you know, and if it's like a big event and we're selling, you know, 1,000 tickets or 500 tickets or whatever, you know, it's something.
Tell me a little bit more about, just because like I'm liking you guys' energy, what is your business development look like?
So we actually first launched and we were like without the ticketing, without pretty much just the networking component, which is like the swiping, matching, and messaging. So I used to go to a lot of events, I'd stumble in blind hoping to meet the right people, it wouldn't happen, I would leave really frustrated. I'd say, okay, there's gotta be a better solution. So I came up with EventMate, mm-hmm. which lets you, you know, input LinkedIn profile and swipe everyone and make all your events really efficient. All the events that we were partnering with said, you know, we'll give all their attendees, you know, a raffle or, you know, some incentives to download the app. And we were getting only 10 or 20% of the event attendees to actually download it. So we had very low user adoption. So we said, okay, how can we fix this problem? So we came up with ticketing. If we sell all the tickets, they get automatically in a swiping. Then we had organizers come to us and say, oh, like, you know, I'm using Eventbrite for ticketing, I'm using one of your competitors for networking, and I'm using, you know, Slido for Q&A.
And you're like,
it's a very disjointed
experience.
It's fragmented. It's
fragmented,
exactly. Yeah. So we have, you know, we built it all into one seamless app. So that's our value prop. In terms of biz dev, we just launched ticketing like last week. So we officially made our first dollars of revenue last week.
Congrats.
In terms of, thank you for ticketing. And now we're just trying to scale up and partner with more events.
And who is your consumer is the event organizer?
Yeah, that's our main point of contact. Yeah. We'll really launch that.
That's because that's who's paying for you. That's who's paying you, right?
No, we don't charge them anything right now.
Oh, okay.
It's only that we get paid from ticketing. So we'll sell the tickets. We charge $1 per ticket sold. Yeah, that's it. So essentially some of our guerrilla marketing biz dev tactics are my CTO is going to make a script that goes through Eventbrite and emails automatically every single organizer and say, hey, if you guys want to save the Eventbrite fees and get a native in-app experience, use Eventbrite.
You should make a really quick 1 to 2 minute video.
Yeah.
The first line of the video should be, does your event organizer know that their attendees are frustrated because the experience is fragmented?
Mm-hmm.
And then you run a Facebook ad against employees of every major conference in America, and they send that video to their boss.
Yeah.
That needs to be the first line of your video.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I liked how you described it.
Yeah.
Because you've identified the pain point, right?
Right.
Which is the fragmentation.
Mm-hmm.
That is definitely, like for me, I go to a lot of events as well because I speak at them.
Yeah.
It is by far the biggest frustration that I can see you solving, which is
exactly.
Like this all under one roof thing.
Yeah.
But you need to do that. You need to make that video.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to make one of those videos really funny.
Yeah.
And one of those videos really serious.
Okay.
And then you just run that same video with that same target audience and you see which one does better.
Okay, yeah.
So you test that creative. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that needs to be the first line. And instead of targeting it to conference organizers, you target it to employees the biggest conferences. So Thrive Global or whatever. Mm-hmm. They're here in WeWork.
Synergy
Global.
Oh yeah.
They just had a.
I went to that one.
You had it?
Yeah. I got some free tickets or whatever, so it was good. Yeah.
They you know why? Because they literally could not sell the tickets.
And they had no app.
They lost.
I was trying to like.
They lost tons of money.
Yeah.
They lost tons.
Really?
Yes.
We'll edit that out of the video.
No, they lost money, but because.
Yeah.
I mean, there are a number of reasons because, but basically, they should be seeing that because they will then forward it to the boss.
Right.
The bosses are usually pretty busy. It's a little, it's a little hacked, a little B2B hack that some people don't know about.
Yeah.
The first line has to be the problem, but the first line has to be, does your boss know that?
Oh.
Does your event coordinating, does the head of your event coordination know that?
Yeah.
The fragmentation of the Q&A and where to buy the ticket and how to get in is ruining the experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really good.
That's like the first thing that I can think of for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing that I would say is like you two need to have a show, like good energy, good looking guys.
Yeah.
Like you two need to have a YouTube show where you interview happy conference organizers that talk about the experience of what you've done.
Yeah, the testimonials.
Even if it's just, but then you do that, right? This is where I think marketing was. Then you take that video and you put it up on your Facebook professional. I'm assuming you have a professional page, right?
Yeah.
You need, okay, so you put that up, right? And then you run that to the conference organizers themselves.
Yeah.
And so they see, and the world is really small out there, as you know.
Yeah.
And they probably know Santa, who organized this conference, and they say, oh shit, Santa used that?
Yeah,
and it's instant credibility stack.
Yeah.
So that's how I would start thinking about your creative.
Yeah.
I know you're just getting started, but those are the two things that I think would be pretty much game changers for you guys.
Yeah, that's really good. And we actually have a marketing tech bootcamp coming up where he's doing a deep dive into what he does for his clients in terms of social media ads and whatever.
Cool.
That's a more high ticket price because he's going to actually go really deep into like open up the books of like what he, like how he.
Who is it?
My friend who works at a WeWork, his name is Dan, but he essentially works as a social media marketing manager, like whatever, but it's his own firm.
Cool.
So he'll get different clients and like, you know, optimize their social media ads, do A/B testing, and then, you know, monitor them and whatever. So anyways, but that'll be a really cool event if you guys want to come.
Cool, when is it?
What's the marketing tech event?
January 18th,
yeah.
18th, okay, all right, cool.
Another thing I was thinking is, what's your availability? Like, so we have it locked in for January 9th, but I'm thinking because of the holiday season, it might be, like, we might get more attendance if we can bump it to, like, the 23rd or something like that.
I might not be here.
What's your availability looking like?
That.
Is 9th the latest? Okay,
yeah.
All right, cool, we'll stick with that then. Where are you going?
I'm going to be in Latin America for a lot of the first quarter.
Oh, okay.
We're rolling out another branch of the company. It's going to be called Uniting the Americas.
Okay.
So we're going to be running a Latin America based competition, looking for the best entrepreneurs in Latin America, and bringing two of them to the Silicon Valley for an all expense paid trip and a seed fund.
Oh wow.
So I'm going to be literally on like a 10 to 12 week tour around Latin America,
okay,
trying to promote the event.
Oh wow.
The conference, okay, the competition. Yeah. So let's stick with the 9th.
Yeah.
And we'll start pushing it too on our end, and then what are you guys charging per ticket?
We charge like, I think, $20 for student price, and then like early bird is $25, and then like normal price is like $30 or something.
Cool. Have you guys started promoting?
We just posted it yesterday.
Okay.
And we're getting some action. We're getting some people that like RSVP, but like we need to push them to the app.
Of course.
Yeah.
So like that's like the main goal. So it's like, so people just don't like, right now we're trying to figure out the best wording to like get them to go on the app, because right now they just see free and they look at the thing and like, wow, this is awesome, and they just like RSVP. But we're trying to say like, no, this is not like an official RSVP. You have to go and pay for your ticket. So so that's what we're trying to like do now. But we're getting some like, people's emails who like have think they've RSVP'd. So we're going to basically reach out to them and say like, you know, hey, like actually go get a ticket. Yeah. So
And then where is the event going to be? Is it going to be here?
We were 205 Hudson. So like
205 Hudson. Over, what time?
6 to 9.
6 to 9.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, that'd be good. And then we'll push the app too in the in all of our stuff.
Yeah.
I didn't bring my phone. But we'll do a little is there any send Santa the marketing stuff.
Okay.
We'll throw it on the Instagram stories and awesome. We'll throw it up on social and we'll get it out there.
Awesome, thanks. So what I attend the Eventbrite link obviously. Yeah. And then like what else would be helpful for you?
Send us a screenshot of your app's invitation. That way I can just literally put that up on the Instagram story.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. You guys on Insta?
Yeah.
Cool.
I had like a bunch of interns working on my company Instagram last summer.
Cool. How many people do you have on the team?
So we have myself, my CTO, and my lead developer. And then last summer we had about 12 interns. Here is one of our event manager interns.
Congrats.
And so we're working on building up the winter intern team.
Where do you get the interns from?
AngelList and internships.com.
Nice.
So it's tough to like, you know, like manage the WeWork space with so many people, but I mean, I had an army working on my
That's amazing.
And whatever. Yeah. So
we had a good crew last summer. We had like 6 interns.
Yeah.
And that was fun.
Yeah.
I
just got the UI UX, like it's hardest to get interns who like can get paid for their work, because all of our interns are unpaid, but they're commission based.
Yeah.
So like through partnering with events, getting sponsors, whatever, but the UI UX or photography interns, like they can get paid already, so like they don't really need to do like more of an
They just believe
thing.
In the product, bro.
So they just believe in it, yeah. So like, but it's so amazing that like, you know, like anything I tell these guys, like they'll change the design. You'll be like, hey, you know, someone told me this is like not right. They'll change
it's
the
a
design.
Dream come true to see something change literally from 1 minute to the next in front of your eyes,
and
right?
And that's all the apps are the next day, right?
That's
so
crazy.
Like it's pushed out.
That's great.
So it's we're definitely lean, mean, and efficient. We're trying to raise our pre-seed round right now, so I don't know if you guys have any like investor connections, but if you do, some upon anyone that you know might be interested, definitely like that.
Cool.
Know.
Yeah. Well, let's jam this out first, and then we'll take it from there.
Okay.
Cool.
Perfect.
Yeah, it's
Thanks
a real pleasure to meet you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, seriously.
Sure. I'm glad
good energy.
I'm sorry.
Cool.
I'm a little late.
No, it's all good, man. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this, please check me out on all of the social worlds, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, and YouTube at Brian Rashid Global. See you there.